What's unique about it is that it actually has its own original script written by Christos Gage, so that there's not a lot of dependencies on the movie that you would think as a result of that. And so what we get, though, is I think more experience for the Cap fan and anyone who's a gamer. So basically, you go to the theater, you watch Cap movie, then you go out and you buy the game, and you get more Cap, and you get more story, and you get more basically from it. And so what's really awesome about working on this project is that Next Level Games, Sega, and Marvel really work together to create an environment that best suits the development of this game, and that's what's really important. And I think that's could be different than the past, I guess.
And speaking of which, the game takes place in World War II, so it caters right to Captain America fans, old and new. Can you talk a little bit about the battle system? How's it going to play out?
The battle system is it's basically a combat system that is really animation heavy. It's very fluid, and when you play it, you'll be able to move from one attack to the next, and to different individuals along the way. There's a lot of layering of enemies. There's a lot of different enemies that will challenge you along the way. It's a system that really caters to everyone. So if somebody who doesn't have a lot of gaming experience, they can pick it up, they can play it, they can mash some buttons, and they can have fun and get some rewards. If you're an accomplished gamer, then you're going to want to play this, because as you get better and more proficient and you'll be able to execute on the moves, you'll get better animations, you'll look better on your play, and you'll get rewarded. And as you get deeper into the gameplay, what'll happen is you'll be able to use your shield in different ways, which will add to the uniqueness of using the Cap IP. Okay.
Is there a game that you kind of took some inspiration from, or are there some games that growing up that affected you that you kind of tried to parlay into this game?
You know what? Every game that's good, doesn't matter what genre, there's something in there. That's the way, as you're a developer, that's what you have to do. You have to be aware of what's out there and what's good and what makes sense. You don't need to reinvent the wheel every single time. And then what you want to do is, because it's an IP game, we need to respect the Captain America IP. And so when you play it and you use it, you feel the weight and the strength of Captain America. You feel the agility and the athleticism of Captain America. So we do everything to bring that whole feeling across.
There's a lot of villains in the Captain America like rogue gallery that aren't really seen in other series, Baron Zemo, Red Skull, and stuff like that. Do they all make appearances in this game?
Well, Red Skull, Iron Cross, Madame Hydra, Arnim Zola are a few of the enemies that make an appearance. There are a few more. And working in conjunction with our studio, Marvel, Sega, and Christos Gage, we've created our own enemies as well, which is really cool. Kind of taking advantage of that sort of advanced technology and World War II, and making some pretty unique things. But you can see them when you play the game. So,
okay, last question. What's your favorite part of the game?
My favorite part of the game, I got to say, and I don't know, just me, I love the platforming. It's actually not the core focus of the game, but I love it because it's simple, it's clean, and you get the timing right, and it looks so good, and you feel superhuman when you do it. So.